He filed for divorce last week. When marriage counseling doesn't help, stay tuned.
What's going on? Back here. So he filed for divorce last week?
Mm-hmm.
He did, huh?
Sure did.
Such a bitch ass.
Oh my God. Jesus. You are so harsh.
I'm sorry.
Emotional.
A lot of men find themselves in a situation they don't have a choice. I want to say that.
Yeah.
But typically, it's not really typically. Just typically, we don't live in the typical world or the ideal world.
Right.
But ideally, men.
Most men don't.
Yeah. It's most divorces filed are by women, because women typically find themselves in a situation where there's a special need for a woman's heart, you know, that most men are not capable.
Mm.
They're only capable when they are the charm, mm-hmm, in the beginning, you know, when they sweep you off your feet, dusking, chocolate, hello, right? When it's showing the muscles, and you know, they can do that because There's no hurt.
Right.
It's fresh. You don't know this person, mm-hmm, right? But over time,
start to see the
97% of men, 97% of men don't know how to nurture a woman emotionally. Mm. You know, so because of that, you find most women file divorce because they've really tried to communicate. Men don't listen. When I say listen, I'm not saying hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Men are basically just out to kill, conquer, struck the spear into the animal, bring some food home, do some little heifing, and then go out again. But a woman needs a little bit more than that.
Yep.
Especially with this complex brain that we have as human beings.
That's right.
So most men can't. They get confused, and you know,
they don't know. You don't know what you don't know.
Right, so a woman will typically go file for divorce, but sometimes there are some crazy women out here.
Well, I would like to say crazy people, men.
Okay, all right,
and
sorry.
Women. Okay.
Well, I was talking about when a man finds himself having to file a divorce.
Maybe he's encountering a crazy moment.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Maybe not just if a man has to file a divorce. Typically, that may even come with a restraining order.
Yeah.
It's truly with maybe somebody getting, crazy.
Maybe he got his head smashed with a bottle or something.
Jesus. That happens.
Yeah.
You're a violent woman.
You'd be surprised men are getting beat in this time and age,
yes,
too. People think it's just, mm-hmm, women that go through domestic violence, but it's not
right.
True.
So with that being said, it's not necessarily true that all men that file divorce are bitch ass. Sorry, I take that back. So we have this question here. We've been married 5 years. Me and my husband separated as I moved out in July of this year. Sorry to hear that. Nobody wants a divorce. Even the people that file don't necessarily want divorce, you know. But they find themselves,
it's usually the last result.
Now I always try to get people to understand that it's two people. You know, it's two people, and that's a person more than enough to be a crowd.
Hmm.
You know, that's a lot of people when it's two people. And that means the whole idea of me just waking up and living my life how I want to live it is basically out the window.
Hmm.
And for you, out the window too. Mm-hmm. We did it intentionally because we wanted to, because we're in love. We got high off of intimacy.
Yep.
You know, we're doing it like dogs and cats. And we're having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But when reality kicks in and you notice that you're going to be with this person for a long time,
the rest of your life,
things change. You know, things change.
Yeah, by expectations and stuff.
And because of that, you can't judge. You can't judge any of the party.
Mm.
Of the parties involved. The husband, the wife. You can't judge the person that, oh, somebody had an affair. You can't judge. If you judge, that's what we call oyo. They're on your own. Because they already know they were wrong. You're not going to be the first to tell them they're wrong.
Right.
So it's a little bit more complicated than your judgmental spirit.
Mm.
It's a little bit, it needs a little bit more critical thinking. It needs a little bit more higher intelligence.
Yep.
for you to assess the situation. Your judgment is not going to help.
Nope.
They're probably already judging themselves. Exactly. They already feel guilty. And they probably got to a place and, you know, screw guilt.
Mm.
If they love themselves, which they're supposed to, they'll say screw guilt. Because life is awesome. My mistakes in the past does not
define
my future.
That's right.
You may want it to define my future in your head, but that's in your head. It stays in your head.
It becomes your issue.
That's all your problem. But over here, right here, my past mistakes don't determine my future.
That's right.
You know, so it doesn't help to do right and wrong. So anyway, it says, so separated, I moved out in July of this year. He filed for divorce last week and has told me it's over and doesn't want
to be with me
anymore. That hurts. Anytime anybody hears that, it hurts. But it hurts. It's on the surface, it looks like it hurts the person that hears that the more. But the person that filed the divorce hurts just as much.
As well, yeah.
Yeah, just as much. Unless they're a psychopath, that means they're not no more human being.
Yeah.
Right? That means they're sick, you know. So what are we talking about? Anyway, nothing is good. That's the point. It's not good on either side. Nobody's just, I'm going to file for divorce to just hurt him. Nah, it doesn't really work like that. It's because two people can see eye to eye.
Right.
And there are many reasons why that's possible. If you live in the next household over and we're even in the same town, we will have differences.
Oh, of course.
And those differences, kidding? Like pulling tooth.
Yep.
It's going to be like tooth and nail. And
yep.
It's going to be tough
mm-hmm.
to get through that. And you can listen to anybody that have any successful marriage over
mm-hmm.
the years.
Mm-hmm.
They will tell you.
I mean, are you kidding me?
To get to.
Even outside of a marriage, you siblings have differences. I've seen my boys sometimes when they go at it, I'm like, okay, what's the problem over here
at
now?
10 and 8. They already started.
Like they just, you know, they have their own differences. They're different.
Stop. No, stop. Right? Because it's human, we're different.
It's human nature.
We have our own idea, we have our own will.
Right.
God has given us self-will. We can choose, I want pen, I don't want pen this time. I want to eat, I don't want that. This is what I want to wear, I can't wear that today.
Right.
I don't like you wearing that.
Mm.
Well, that's what I want to wear. You know, and before you know it, you have an argument, a heated argument.
Yep.
That's how you did that the other day, and then translate to something else.
And then, you know, as women, we always connect the dots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so wired like this.
It's not about what's happening right now anymore. Now it's going back
what's
to
his name?
Years and years of.
Kenneth Campbell.
Yeah, what's his name?
Anyway, Mary's husband.
Erica's husband.
Erica Campbell's husband.
Yeah.
He said, men are like, there's this box. And when we're dealing with the stuff in this box, we want to deal with this.
At a time.
A woman is like, all of it is connected.
It's intertwined, yeah?
Yeah, intertwined.
Mm-hmm.
And she would talk about this and talk about that one
mm-hmm.
in the same sentence.
I remind you about the one you did.
And the man is like.
And 10 years ago, you're like, wait, what? I don't remember that. Like,
first of all, I don't remember. Second of all, that has nothing to do with this over here.
What we're talking about right now. But that's how women are.
How do I normally say it? I say you change.
You'll be like, you change topics.
Yeah. That you know, I tried. That was maybe manipulative, by the way. I try to put logic to it. Like, how can I get her to understand that we just went to a totally different? I'm like, you changed topic.
Yep.
He changed topic, you know. But I think she receives it better now today. But then you weren't receiving it. It wasn't working for me.
Because
I've been saying you changed topic for a long time.
Oh, yeah. But then you have to understand I was coming from a place of hurt and pain. I wasn't trying to hear that. I changed topic. I'm trying to get you to see my point.
Right, right.
But now I'm very aware of, you know.
What I learned is that if a woman brings up something that happened 10 years ago, it's because you've just made her feel
that way.
The way she felt back
then
all over again.
Right.
And yes, she connected it. I mean, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't stop making her feel that way, she will continue to bring up. And then there are a number of years increases. There's more stuff to bring up.
More
every
stuff
time you argue.
Yeah.
You know? So learn how to deal with that. Learn how to listen and sort through not making her feel that way again. Because making her feel that way is different from what you actually did.
Right. But now, thank God, with our awareness, we don't go into our past. We focus on the present.
Unless we're using it to teach.
Exactly.
Unless we're sharing it here.
We don't dwell on that anymore.
Yeah.
All that part is.
Why not?
because we are now, I'm whole, healed, I'm self-sustainable by myself. You are the same thing, and we are aware of what all those not forgiving, hurting one another, what it does to our marriage, you know. For me, actually, I think I always like to say maybe it's the spirit that touched me, but honestly, I'm at peace with myself. Like literally my past do not exist.
Yeah,
that's how I feel. Every day I wake up, I look at my husband right there, I'm like, I just love that guy. Forget what happened yesterday. I look at my kids, they're there, I just feel happy.
Yesterday is truly an illusion.
Every day, every moment, I appreciate it.
No, when I say yesterday is an illusion, to some people, like, what do you mean? It happened. Prove to me that it happened. Even if you go and bring a tape that it happened, or recording that it happened, that's still a tape. Put me back there, and let's make
it
happen again.
I'm not going back there.
I'm not going back there. It's an illusion that you just choose to get stuck with. It's your choice to get stuck with it.
It's a decision.
My family just never forgive. It's still your choice. Hello, it's still your choice. You chose to let the past of your family and how you were built to control your life.
Yep.
And you can change that just by changing. And no, it's not easy. But it's doable. Easy,
but it's very, very possible. And it gets easier after that.
It gets easier because practice makes perfect, right? He's hurt due to cheating on my part. She cheated. It's hurt due to cheating on my part this last year, and he said he doesn't want to be with someone like me. Yeah, some people will say if she cheated, she cheated. And do you want to be looking over your shoulder for the rest of your life? Well, what I found, okay, let me actually put him out like that right now. Coach Corey Wayne, right? He teaches that. If he's cheated, you want to be looking over your shoulder like, well, you're not married. That's why you're not married.
Right.
You know, maybe you have trust issues.
Now you got to cut it off. That's what it's saying.
Here's the problem with trust issues. Trust issues is not limited to the person you're dealing with in that moment in time. If you leave this person because you have trust issues and you go
to
another
person,
you're
carrying it to another.
You will still have trust issues.
Yes.
You go to the next person, you will still have trust issues.
Right.
So because you dumped this person doesn't mean your trust issues left you, because it's your trust issue. It stays
That's true.
With you. See, every time we see, I learned this from him. Every time you try to run from your problem, it's like
right
running
back.
From your shadow.
Yeah.
There you are again.
Right back.
So your trust issues are just like your shadow. You're not going nowhere. Unless you
work on yourself.
Work on it.
Yes. Know? Absolutely.
And,
I agree.
And working on it, you see, have that person that loves you, chosen to love you. Obviously, you're better because you have better equity with them. If they're not in a serial cheating situation, of course.
Right.
You should never accept a serial cheating and they're still
they need
having
to get
an affair.
Help.
You should never accept that. Definitely not. That would be called abusing yourself. But I'm saying people made
That's
a mistake
right.
in the past. It's nothing. Okay? It's nothing. But it's something that you need to, you know, they made a mistake in the past. You've done that too. You just haven't identified it. You've made a mistake in the past too, you know. So, cheating is such a big deal. Yeah, it is. Having an unhappy marriage too is.
It is a big deal.
Arguing every day is a big deal. You know, not seeing eye to eye or going to bed mad at each other is a big deal.
It sure is.
By the way, it can be a good solution to go to bed mad at each other. It solves a lot of problems too. He said he doesn't want to be with someone like me. I've begged and pleaded to not have it, and we do own a home. I've gotten a lawyer. Okay, so maybe she got served already, basically. So I've gotten a lawyer, and I just need to win him back because I have hope for our marriage. Any advice on how to do that? Please help. I've tried to better myself with gym and counseling and doing better things as much as I can do. Counseling. But at times, my emotions do get the best of me, and overly texting does happen.
Oh my God.
What's overly texting?
They gotta stop texting.
You gotta stop all texting.
You have to stop.
Especially it. When someone is angry. If someone is angry in the moment, the only text message you do, are you home? Are you going to get the babies? Thank you. Yeah, you can do text messages like that. Sure. That's how you did this yesterday on text message? No.
Mm-mm.
Talking about the relationship on text message is a no. A dick pic? Maybe. No.
What? This is how people get in trouble in this time and age.
No.
What?
Definitely not when someone is shut down.
Screenshots all over the place. Jeez.
All right. Emoji faces are no-nos. A man sending emoji faces when the wife is shut down are no-nos. You're looking stupid.
No pickle emojis,
none of that. Maybe she's gonna get turned and just wanna smash tonight.
No,
it's
not gonna work.
Okay, you're just gonna piss her off more. On the flip side,
yeah, this is a female.
A woman sending text messages typically are sending text messages where how hungry they are. How could you do this to me? We didn't do this. No emotional talk on text message. It doesn't make sense because emotions are felt on the face. When I'm seeing you and the sound of my voice and how exactly. I lower my voice, and it's still okay to talk on the phone, but even at that, I avoid it. If it's emotional talk, it needs to be face to face.
It does.
So I can truly feel empathy, so I can really give empathy if I need to, and so she can see that I need empathy if I need some, right? It needs to be done face to face, and FaceTime doesn't count.
Okay. You can blow up on FaceTime.
Yeah, you're just gonna get frustrated. I'm still learning that. Even when I'm having a conversation with my old mother, a certain conversation that we really should not be having on the phone.
It can go left real quick.
It can go left. You know, anybody you're in relationship with of any type, don't have emotionally charged conversations over the phone or especially text messages. No. Because that sentence you wrote so perfectly
could be read in so many ways.
Could be read in like 50 different ways.
That's right.
They get you giving them the power to interpret it how they want to interpret it. Right? That's how she texted me yesterday. Did she mean? She said yes. What does she mean by yes? Yes mean yes. No. That yes meant.
It was a disrespectful yes.
The mind goes into the worst case scenario possible.
Yep.
That's what happens. Basically, I always tell people, always assume the best case scenario. But I mean, you gotta help them assume the best case scenario too. Sending them text messages about emotionally charged topics,
right?
You're not helping. You're just gonna start up unnecessary mess.
Trauma.
You know?
So she's begging him on the
overly text begging. That's emotionally text. Charged yeah. text. Begging number one is wrong. Pleading is wrong. Okay. Apologizing, it's okay if you do it once. I'm sorry. No, you're not sorry. You have your own life. You made a mistake. That mistake's in the past. It's your own mistake. No, you're not sorry. Apologizing is different from I'm sorry. I apologize because I know I made you feel this way. It's different from I'm sorry. I'm sorry means I'm sorry. I'm sad. You shouldn't be with me. That's what I'm sorry means. You know, and a lot of it has to do with the tone.
Right.
You know, and basically the tone that person is familiar with you using, so I can't really teach you the tone. You know what you sound like when you're hungry. You know what you sound like when you're overly excited, and you basically don't want to show up with any level of lack of confidence.
Right.
So I'm sorry has attached all over it. I don't have confidence. I think you're gonna leave me, and you're gonna attract what you fear the most.
Yep.
I apologize. It's coming from a place of power. You know, you're taking responsibility. You know, and then if you're taking responsibility, you only need to do it once. You don't need to do that over and over again. When you start doing it over and over again, it starts sounding like I'm sorry. Okay. So, but at times my emotions do the best of me and overly texting. I just need to fix an advice for help. Yeah. So that was the email.
Right.
Counseling. If you're doing a one-on-one, maybe you can help if they're acting like your coach. But what you need is coaching on how to behave in this moment, okay?
Right.
You basically showed up very weak, okay? With no confidence. You're the woman, I get that. But sometimes, we're attracted to confidence. Even men, a lot of people don't understand that.
Yes.
Men are attracted to a confident woman. That's what makes you want to chase after a woman. Because you feel like... You kind of feel attraction is higher when you feel like that person is higher than you.
Yeah.
In some respect.
Yeah.
You know, you want to be like challenged.
Yeah.
You know, that's, but now you're showing up as you're begging it, so it's not challenged. So what do? Do you now give him the cold shoulder? No, it's not that. If he receives you working on yourself as cold shoulder, that's his problem.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to work on yourself. You need to really take some time to work on yourself until he feels the need to say, maybe we can work on this. Yeah. If he never feels that again, you never ask again.
Mm.
Okay? If he wants to smash, tell him that, I miss you too. Let's work on the marriage.
Yeah.
Men, at some point, we want to smash. If you're behaving, if you stop sending those crazy texts, if you stop nagging, he'll be curious. His mind will start wondering. If his mind starts wondering, that's attraction going up. That's how attraction goes up, right? When he wonders about you. Now, you're wondering about him. So attraction is higher on your end,
right?
And it's lower on his end. So he feels like he got you right mm-hmm. there. You know, so if I for divorce is angry, but if you give him that space,
you have to give
and
him
give that
space
to yourself,
right?
You work on yourself, he's gonna start thinking about all the good times.
Right.
He's gonna have the opportunity to think about all the good times, and you're not in his face to you're not there to interrupt what God is gonna do on him. If the marriage is right in the eyes of God in the first place.
Yep.
All marriages are right in the eyes of God. However, if the person doesn't feel right, they don't feel, we're living the real world at the end of the day. Right?
Human beings.
We're human. So because it's human, it's only natural for him to be attracted back to you when you allow him to wonder and stop becoming so predictable. He
yep.
knows exactly when you're about to send that crazy
yep.
text again.
Yep.
Stop being so predictable. Let him wonder what you're up to.
Don't do it.
If you start wondering what you're up to, attraction will go up.
Yep.
I don't know if it's 2 years after divorce. Bottom line is that don't worry about it. Work on yourself. Becoming an attractive person again for yourself.
So.
I don't care if you had 7 kids already before in the past. Becoming that sexy person all over again.
Yep.
Sexy is not necessarily physical. But basically, you can attract the kind of love you want. If it's him, kudos. If it's not him, it's lust.
Yep.
Okay, but you have to come to the table with a mindset of abundance. You know you have options. It's not just him in the world. If it's him, then great. But if it doesn't want, you don't want either, really. You
right.
really don't want either. You just feel like you want now because you're rejected.
You don't want a PT relationship.
No. But if you work on yourself, he's the closest thing to you, especially if you have kids. He's going to be attracted again. He's going to think about all the good times. He's going to see the change in you, right? I mean, you got to be generous with the space you give him with that, you know.
Right.
It's basically indefinite until he wants to smash, you know. Until he reaches out, until he's trying to act like you guys are. And they say, I miss you too. He doesn't have to say that in word before you say, I miss you too.
Mm-hmm.
If he's acting like he misses you or vice versa, you just say, I miss you too. Let's work on the marriage.
It's an opportunity.
Don't go into the marriage or the relationship ever again until you work on learning this stuff. 10 to 15 times you need to read this for yourself first.
Mm.
Okay? Don't go give this to him. He's going to think it's manipulation.
My God. Yeah, don't do that.
If it's checked out, okay?
Yeah.
Read it for yourself.
On board.
It's for you.
Yeah. If it's on board, then you can.
If it's on board, you can start with this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right. So, 10 to 15 times, getyourmarriageback.com. That's where you want to go and download that. It's free. It's also available in paperback like this if you like to mark it up with yellow. And also the audiobook is, if you want to listen in the car, it's a great way to have this information become a part of who you are. And subscribe below the red button. You have anything else to add to this?
No.
Oh. She's just done. That was on point for you? That's good?
Yes,
did you say anything to this at all?
I did.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay. Because all you said is a file for divorce, and I'm wondering.
See, you're not paying attention.
But anyway, yeah, so smash the like button, share button, comment your comment below, and subscribe, and get your book. And we'll see you on the next one. And